Hello, this is Will from Opinion Research. We're conducting a statewide opinion poll. Do you have a minute?
Yeah.
Thank you. Are you at least 18 years and a legal resident of Ohio?
I am 81 years old, and I'm a legal resident of the state of Ohio.
Thank you. Are you a registered voter in Ohio?
Yes.
Thank you. Do you feel that secure storage of firearms is or is not a major responsibility of a gun ownership?
Sweetheart, I belong to the National Rifleman's Association. My husband and I did.
I
believe in the gun. I believe in the safety of a gun. I believe that a gun should be put out of the way of a child or a mentally disturbed person.
Thank you. A firearm is considered securely stored if it is either in a secure storage device that is also locked and can only be unlocked with the key, a combination, fingerprint, or other similar means, for example, a safe container, case, or lockbox, or made temporarily inoperable by tamper-resistant locking device such as a cable lock, trigger lock, stored in a container that is not see-through, and stored in a place where a person who is prohibited from handling it, such as a child, cannot reasonably gain access to it. Will you support or oppose a state law of Ohio requiring that firearm be securely stored?
I would support it 150%.
Thank you. Would you support or oppose a state law requiring that firearms be securely stored if the law defines secure storage to include a lock safe?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you got to have a lock safe. It's got to be locked up or put the thing in there so that you can't pull the trigger.
Okay, so you support that, okay?
I do.
What about a lock container or case? Do you support that?
As long as it's locked and the gun is in there.
Okay, a lockbox or other device that is designed to be or which can be used as a store a firearm?
Yes.
Thank you. Will you support or oppose a state law requiring that the stores be accessible via a key lock?
Yes.
A combination lock?
Any kind of lock that you can get on there, honey.
Okay.
As long as it's locked and a child or a mentally disturbed person cannot get a hold to it.
Biometric identifiers such as a fingerprint?
Yeah.
Okay. If a firearm is in storage device such as a lock safe, case, or lockbox, do you feel it should or should not also be required to be unloaded?
Yes, it should be unloaded.
Thank you. If a firearm is not in a lock safe, case, or lockbox, do you feel it is or is not sufficiently secure if it's equipped with a cable lock or trigger lock stored in a container that is not see-through and is also kept in a place where a minor cannot reasonably gain access to it?
I agree. No dangerous firearm or weapon, period, should be anywhere where a child can get a hold to it.
Thank you. If a firearm is not in the physical possession of its legal owner or someone who is legally allowed to carry a gun, such as a law enforcement officer, will you support or oppose a law that requires that gun to be stored securely?
Yes, I would support that. But you see, sir, a lot of ladies, including myself, have had our gun safety courses, and we know how to handle a gun. So you don't have to be a police officer to know how to properly handle a gun, in my opinion.
Okay, let me write that down. Thank you very much. Searches of homes and cars often require law enforcement to get a search warrant. Would you support or oppose a law that requires firearms to be securely stored if it also includes language making clear that the law enforcement cannot use the secure storage requirement as a reason to enter your home or search your car without a warrant?
That's right. You can search my house. If you don't have a search warrant, don't bring your ass here. If you can't, don't search my car if you don't have a search warrant. If I haven't did anything, there's no need to have a search warrant.
Thank you very much, ma'am. Will you support or oppose a law that allows an affirmative defensive defense of a person who lawfully owns a firearm that is discharged by a minor if it can be established that the firearm was securely stored immediately prior to the minor obtaining it.
Right. I would support that.
Okay. Prosecutors have discretion to legally decide whether or not to file charges in particular cases. Would you support or oppose a law requiring prosecutors to formally assess every incident on which a minor child discharges a firearm, except for when hunting under the supervision of an adult? Do you support or oppose?
I would support that.
Thank you. Would you support or oppose a law requiring prosecutors to record in writing any charges filed against an adult gun owner in connection with a minor illegally discharging a firearm and make that record available to the public?
I would support that, and the parents are supposed to be responsible for their kids.
Thank you very
That's
much.
That's the problem now. These damn little bastards is running around here with guns, having themselves a happy. Excuse the way I say it, but that's the way I am. Somebody has to be
like
responsible for that child.
Yeah, you got to tell it like it is.
As long as you're under my roof, if you can't do like I tell you, then I will personally have to call the police and y'all come and get him because I can't handle him, and I'm not going to feed anything, including when I had a dog that wouldn't listen to what I had to say.
Thank you. In terms of your personal political party identification, do you consider yourself Democrat, Republican, Independent, or other?
I am a strong support of Democrats.
Thank you very much. What is your age? 18 through 34, 35 through 49, 50 through 64, 65 plus?
Well, I would think 81 would be 65 plus.
Thank you so much. Which of the following best describes your race or ethnicity? White, Caucasian?
I am black.
Thank you very much. Regarding your gender, do you consider yourself male or female?
I better be a female. I done had babies.
Thank you so much. You have a good one. Thank you so much for your time and your opinions.
You have a blessed and safe one yourself, sir.
You too. God bless you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.